In the shaded backyard of a small residence, not far from the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, a group of 28 aspiring young artists, ages 15 to 21, assembled Monday morning for the first day of their part-time summer job, collaborating on public art projects. They are the 13th class of participants in Art Start, a program sponsored by the Santa Rosa Recreation and Parks Department that each summer creates colorful benches, murals, and other projects which now decorate public spaces throughout the city. Mario Uribe, a well-known local artist in his own right, has been part of the leadership team that whole time.
We wanted to give young people who aspire to be artists a real job getting paid to make art, and public art was a good way to do it. We started with 12 kids, and we painted 6 benches the very first year, and then it just grew.
Many of the students are attracted by the creative outlet that Art Start offers, Uribe says, but the program teaches them much more.
They learn skills that they can transfer to just about any profession, not just being an artist. They have to meet with a client, talk about the project, design to it, make a presentation, and then meet all the deadlines. It's a real job for them as artists.
Chandra Woodworth, Art Start's creative director, is herself a product of the program, having started as a young student back in its second year. She adds that in addition to the minimal hourly wage the kids are paid for their time, it offers them exposure to a different kind of creative process.
Just learning the process of creating large-scale artwork. So much of our work is in mural size or large benches, and you learn how to paint large, which is a skill within itself.
Just as Woodworth was, a quarter of this year's 28 student apprentices are returning participants. But she says prior experience in the program is not factored into their selection.
We only look at their artwork. We don't look at the school, the finances. It's solely based on artwork. The amount of diversity is always exciting.
One of those making the cut for a second time this summer was Taylor Anderson, a high school student from Windsor.
I'm going to be painting a bench, a memorial bench in honor of Michael Friedenberg. I think we're all going to work together designing it and the people who commission it with them. I worked here last year too. It was really a lot of fun. I learned a lot and met a lot of nice people, so I really wanted to do it again.
Morgan True is another Art Start returnee. The recent UC Santa Cruz grad is back for her fifth summer, now as part of the program staff.
You don't stop learning things here, so it's not like a few skills that get regurgitated. You learn new every time.
Leading the hands-on work on several of the new projects this summer is Mary Vaughn, who says she takes particular pleasure in challenging her young charges.
Young people are amazing. I think it's one reason I keep coming back is because they like a challenge. You think something's going to be difficult for them, and if you approach it with a little bit of enthusiasm, a little bit of know-how, they always rise to the occasion.
After doing this for 10 years, Vaughn can now see the results of her Art Start participation all around her.
Every time I go by, I think it's some of the kids that I've worked with that have done those, but also just how they upgraded a location and what that meant for them and the people involved. I mean, that's what public art is. It's community-based, really.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.